Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Jordan, can you stop doing that?
Is there etiquette for that?
Yeah, don't do it.
No, like at the start of weddings and stuff.
Yeah.
You know when people go...
Stop it.
Right, everybody, I'd like to start a toast, please. Is that actual proper etiquette?
No.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, that was the plan. Until Jordan turned up. Just so you know, the gin and Dubonnet can make William and Jordan say a few things that some may find a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and find some eggshell emulsion, stuff it on the wall and watch it dry.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate those challenges of modern day life. And let's face it, modern day life can be tough, but we're here to help you. We aim to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, how do you force a podcast producer out of a podcast? And when is it acceptable to leave your distant relative's wedding? And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunt, are we, William Hanson?
No, we're not. I'm more the Tower of London, you're just the Blackpool Tower.
I'll take that. Thanks for all your comments, as always.
Thanks for clinging in there for 7 days.
On the podcast. I'm hungry today, mate. What are you going to have for your tea? What are you having for your tea later? Well, it's a bit later on in the day now, so it's nearly tea time.
I'll probably have a bit of crumpet. But for my dinner, I might have a bit of steak.
Producer Ben's looking at me like, leave it. I can't.
If you're hungry, would you like something from my local Piccadilly grocer?
I just never thought you'd fancy a bit of crumpet.
I love a bit of crumpet, bit of jam. I have got here some Charbonneau and Walker English afternoon tea truffles.
Oh, wow. And we'll have any crumpet with you?
No.
Do you love crumpet?
Yeah.
Do you? How often do you have crumpet?
Well, in the warmer months. When I need something hot inside me.
I never thought you'd like crumpet.
Crumpets are lovely.
Oh, right, okay.
Right, would you like it? Look, it's an afternoon tea truffle.
No, oh, yeah. Oh, you do.
Oh, you went a bit Les Dawson there. Oh.
You do spoil me, you, don't you?
Yes.
Ooh, I mean, that's got dust off it.
What have you brought in?
I've got you some, actually.
Genuinely?
Yeah, I was doing a gig last night. What have I done with it now?
Is it the key ring that you gave me earlier?
Oh, did I give it you earlier?
Yeah.
Oh, that key ring. Yeah, I'll give you that key ring. It's a bottle opener key ring.
Here we go. Let's take a picture for our Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Where are these from, these Thorntons?
Charbonneau and Walker.
It's got that queen.
It's got the royal warrant.
The royal warrant on it.
Yes, which is...
Seriously, what are you having for your tea after?
They're confectioners to the queen.
Oh, right.
I don't know. Mike is cooking.
Oh, is he cooking today?
Yeah. There we go.
Little truffle.
They're afternoon tea truffles. How much would you pay?
Oh, here we go. Not the price is pissing right with you. I reckon you paid 20 quid for them.
Lower.
Really? 16.
Lower.
15.
On the money.
£15?
Yeah.
For 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 truffles.
Yeah.
I'm going to have one more if you don't mind.
Well, it's clearly they're very nice.
Mm. Do you know that's what I miss about living down here?
Mm.
No one ever asks you what you're going to have for your tea.
Well, no, because why is it important?
Well, kind of like back home, people say, oh, what are you having for your tea tonight? But I don't know, I've got some pork chops in. Might have a bit of risotto.
Risotto, gosh. Sophisticated up north, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, we have risotto. I don't want to play up stereotypes too much, but I miss people asking me for my tea. I miss people calling me love. And I miss Greggs. I know I've got Greggs down here, but there's not, like, literally back home, there's a Greggs, or in Burnley, there's an Oddies on, like, every street corner. Mm. Have you ever had a Greggs? No.
No.
You haven't?
I promise you I haven't.
Have you not had a... Have you never had a sausage roll from Greggs?
No. I've never been in Greggs.
A baked bean pasty.
Pasty?
Pasty.
No.
What's the favourite...
Pasty is what you are.
I am at the moment. I look like I've been dug up. I'm
three shades
on.
Lighter than death.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm going to get you a savoury from Oddies. That's what I'm going to bring in next.
Right. I don't know what that is, but thank you. Can I just ask?
Go ahead. Oh, we haven't poured... I'll go on, you ask.
Let's have our... You pour the G&D.
I'll pour the G&D.
Can I just ask? That's enough. Oh, my... Good luck, everybody. Stop.
Right.
Come
on, I'm on pissing eggshells here. What?
Times of day. So, yeah. If I said to you, let's meet early afternoon, what time of day would that be?
1, 2 o'clock?
No. Early afternoon is 2 o'clock onwards.
No, it's not.
No, because there is lunchtime. Early afternoon does not mean 1 o'clock.
Right.
That is lunchtime.
Oh, okay. Just putting in the gin now. Right, why are you getting on your high horse about this?
Just because I had an argument with someone about this recently.
Right. If you said early afternoon...
Yeah, 2 o'clock onwards. Mean,
no, because that's late afternoon.
Early afternoon. If I said you come over early afternoon, I'm telling you, I'm not feeding you.
That's late afternoon.
No, late afternoon.
Early evening.
It's
like,
4 o'clock, 4:30.
No, that's early evening.
Maybe even 5. No, the evening starts at 6.
Does it?
Yes, because that's when you go from hats to tiaras if you're a lady.
See, most people get irate about normal things in life. You get irate over the little things. Chill.
Yes, and it's my career.
Should we do a toast?
Why don't we toast a Sharpnell and Walker?
Who are they?
The Chocolatiers.
No, I'm not shamelessly
plugging...
You've
just put two of their balls in your mouth.
Right, if we're toasting them, then we're toasting my favourite chocolate.
What's your favourite chocolate?
Kinder Bueno.
Okay, Sharpnell and Walker first.
It's not Bueno. Okay. I'm going to say it how I say it. Who is it?
Charbonnel and Walker.
Charbonnel and Walker and Kinder Bueno.
Bottoms up.
I bloody love a Kinder Bueno.
I love a G&D.
I've said it before, I'll say it again.
Talking of times of day, what time do you wake up in the morning?
It depends, Willie.
On a weekday?
Around about 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Mm. That's good for someone that's like freelance. I know fellow black coffee drinking freelancers that wake up about 11, 12, darling. Yeah, 8's good, I think. Mm.
8 o'clock?
Producer Ben, what time do you wake up?
Seven. Producer Ben wakes up at 7:30. Yeah, if I wake up at 7:30, that's a lion.
What time do you wake up at?
6:37.
What?
I go to bed at 9:30.
Do you?
Lights off at 10.
Really? Oh, my God. My grandma goes to bed at 9:30. Did you hear about Mark Wahlberg's thing that came out a few weeks ago?
Oh, his diary, his schedule.
Goes to bed at 9:30. All right, fair enough. The man's got a great body. But being in bed for 7:30...
I don't think it's all that.
Really? Imagine being in bed after Emmerdale. 7:30.
What time's Emmerdale on?
7:00. He goes to bed after Emmerdale.
I don't think they have that in Malibu.
Well, you never know. But who goes to bed after Emmerdale? I mean, if you're on a night shift, even when I'm on early shift at work, if I'm on air at 4, I go to bed at 10, wake up at 2, finish it.
Sometimes you don't wake up at all.
Anyway, remember as always, and this is imperative, if you want our help with something, then you can send us a message on Twitter or Instagram at Sex. Do you know I said a big word there?
What?
Imperative.
It's not that big.
Well, it's for me. It's really important.
Anything over one syllable is big for you.
It's really important that you guys get in touch because you make the podcast. So if you want our help with something, then you can send us a message on Twitter or Instagram, like I just said, Sex and My Boss. You can send your tales of trepidation to help at sexandmyboss.com. Or you can write to Mr. William Hanson, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com. This episode is all about pets.
Yes, did you have any pets growing up?
I had loads of pets. We've had loads of people... I didn't have loads of pets. I've had a couple. We've had loads of people sending us letters about pets.
Yes.
We've had loads of letters about this, so we're going to... We can't get through them all, but we're going to try and get through most of them. Yeah, I had a... I've heard you say before on one of your many interviews, because you're a bit of a media whore, I think you've said the pet you have shows... The dog you have shows you...
The dog you have, yes. You can tell someone's social class by their dog.
And you've actually got the printout, am I right?
Well, it's been produced for me, I should just point out. I wrote a column on Is Your Dog Making You Look Common? Etiquette expert William Hansen explains how everything from your pooch's breed to its collar can be very revealing of your background.
And what paper was this for?
Well, this is for the Mail.
This was for the Mail Online.
Yeah. Okay. Very popular paper. Well, it is very popular. It's the most read news website in the Western world. So
okay, I'm not saying anything.
You might disagree with it, but a lot of people read it. I've said at the top of the social scale are Labradors. They're terribly smart, particularly black ones. Yellow dogs don't really have the same cachet. Yellow labs don't have the same cachet.
I thought corgis would be at the top.
Just bear with me.
Okay.
Yes, corgis, of course. But it was actually... Corgis are a recent addition because it was the Queen's father, George the VI, who first developed a penchant for the breed. So they're only really royal sort of one generation ago.
I'd love to see the Queen with a staffy.
Don't think that would happen. Did you have a staffy?
Yeah, and do you know what? We did. Growing up, I had a Staffordshire Bull Terrier called Claret. After Burnley, right?
After a fine wine.
Producer Ben. No, not after a fine wine. Right, and I'm not ashamed to admit, because Staffordshire Bull Terriers have got a bit of a bad reputation. If they're brought up right, and they're brought up proper, then they are lovely, very loyal dogs. Our Staffy was... She was lovely. It was Claret. And now we've got a Border Terrier. He's called Frank. And I love him.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Where did Border Terriers fall on my...
Border Terriers are very popular in...
Jack Russells and Terriers are quite upper class.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay. Jack Russells aren't upper class.
They can be, because they're working dogs. That's the whole point of a dog, is it works. What is the purpose? It's there to gather your quarry or your catch of the day from when you've been out hunting, shooting, fishing.
Staffies, don't blame the dog, blame the owners. Anyway, go on.
Springer Spaniels, King Charles Spaniels, they're all quite upper class. Whereas sort of more middle class dogs, Dalmatians, English Setters, Golden Retrievers, Rottweilers, upper middle.
Whereas Rottweilers?
Sort of, yeah.
All right, fair one.
Yeah. Whereas sort of Wolfhounds, Red Setters, Cocker Spaniels, more mainstream middle class.
Right.
And then obviously, I mean, if you want the full list, you can sort of Google my name and sort of dogs and it might come up. And the name. So you've gone for Frank. So you've gone with sort of a human name.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong. I mean, there are always exceptions, but generally lower class houses will be fairly unimaginative with their names. So like Spot, White, Fluffy, that sort of thing. Whereas upper middle to upper class owners will go for something simple but not obvious, like Belcher, Ranger, Rover, Bertie.
Oh, Rover. Rover, darling, come to mummy. Darling, come on, Rover.
So
look at this. You've got mud all over my hunter wellies and barber jacket. Rover, come on, darling.
Middle class dog owners usually pick Victorian sounding names that make their dog sound like an additional child. Victoria, Emma, Sophie, Albert, Jack.
You're actually winding me up.
Frank.
Yeah, actually winding me up.
Well,
my dog got bit recently. It was actually awful. I took him for a walk. Mm-hmm. This was only a couple of weeks ago. And this other dog went for him and picked him up by his neck. Oh, it was and ragged him about. So the next day, I didn't take him out. Just back home for a bit. I love taking him for a walk. And then I took him out on Wednesday and he got stung by a wasp. Oh. In this, like, I've not seen a wasp for ages. He went right funny. I had to carry him home.
Gosh. But the film rights available for that.
Do you have any pets?
Not currently, no. I mean, I quite fancy myself with a couple of corgis.
Would you actually get some corgis?
Yeah, I don't live the lifestyle to have pets. It would be unfair of them, but I'd get two. One called Princess Margaret and the other one called Group Captain Peter Townsend, because then I could feel that they could be together at last.
Aww.
And it's funny, the jokes write themselves. It would be Group Captain Peter Townsend's needs to be taken out for a walk. Princess Margaret's just shat on the sofa. You know, that sort of thing. They write themselves.
Yeah. You're thinking, you're always thinking about your career, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
But no, growing up I had cats.
Oh, did you?
I had a rabbit when I was very young called Fidget.
And now you've got one in your top drawer. Go on.
I had a rabbit called Fidget. Then I had four cats, Tilly, Tuppence, Tigger and Teddy.
Oh, God, really?
Yes.
Tilly, Tuppence, Tigger, Teddy.
And then we had a dog, which was the Golden Cocker Spaniel.
You had a dog?
Yes.
I never thought you'd have grown up with dogs.
Well, I didn't really grow up with a dog. My parents got it when I was 17, so I'd sort of pretty much grown.
Do they still have it now?
No.
Oh, what happened?
Well, it died.
Oh, that's awful.
Well, you know, it's going to happen.
I was once at the vet's and my dog wasn't well.
Yeah.
So the vet picked him up and had a look at him. He went, I'm going to have to put him down. I said, oh, no. I said, you know what? I said, oh, no, why? He's only a bit of a cold. So he went, no, he's just a bit heavy. I'm here all week. Would you get an Instagram for your Princess Margaret and group captain? What's he called?
Peter Townsend.
Group captain. Is that what the name of the dog would be?
Yeah.
Could we not just call him
Peter? Well, we'd probably call them Margot and Peter or something.
Okay. Captain Peter Townsend. Would you get an Instagram for him?
No.
Do you not agree with that?
No, because I've got a life.
Oh.
Tragic.
Oh, I don't think it's tragic.
Right, that's enough of our pet problems. It's nearly time for yours. Let's pop off to the kennels. Let's get a groom and a wash, and we'll be back after this.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Let's shake like a shitting dog.
No, John, let's...
I love that saying.
Right.
Have you ever heard that before?
No.
So we know that today's questions and dilemmas are all about pets, and we cannot be held responsible for the nature of the following conversations. William Hanson, first question, please.
This one is from Leah.
Leah.
We took our boy cat, Neville, to get his bits chopped off, only to find out that after 8 months of having him, he is actually a girl. What do we do? Change her name to a girl's name? Choose to have her live her life as a male? Or just be the weirdos with a girl cat named Neville?
What happened to her bits then? What did they chop off?
Well, I don't think they did chop anything off.
Oh, so they... Right, I'm with you.
They couldn't find anything. So presumably the vet didn't charge.
So they went to get him... Mm. Is it neutered?
Spayed, neutered, yeah.
And it was like, oh, it's a girl?
Yeah.
I think
actually neutered is for a boy, spayed is for a girl. I'm not. Yeah,
that's a good question. I'm stumped.
Well, look, in this day and age, maybe it's a cat that's identifying as a girl. It could be a cat that's identifying as a dog.
Yeah,
who knows?
It's 2000.
Does it matter?
It's 2018. You know, we've got like gender neutral toilets now. We've got.
Yep. Let's have gender neutral cats.
Yeah, if you want a female cat. No, it's funny. Keep the name Neville. Next question.
Jordan.
Ooh, a letter.
On very colourful stationery.
That's a lovely, lovely envelope, that.
And read how it starts. Read the salutation.
Oh, my God, they've got really good handwriting. To Mr. Hanson and Master North. Why am I not Mr. North?
Well, I'll draw your own conclusion.
When is it you're called? That's how I was about to ask you that.
Yeah.
When is it? When are you Mister and when are you Master?
Well, technically, you're Master until 16.
Right.
But you try calling a 15-year-old Master. So I would say probably now, up until 12.
Yeah. So you say Master.
Yeah.
What if your surname's Bates?
Deed poll is always available.
Imagine getting a letter saying Master Bates.
Well, I can't because my surname's Hanson.
I'm so immature.
Hence why they've gone with Master. To Mr. Hanson and Master North, hope you are both well. We are a big fan of the podcast and it is a highlight of our week.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Our question is about pets. We like the odd animal in its natural habitat, such as a cockatoo, but we don't want them in our house.
They're like a cock or two.
Similarly, when we visit friends, it is for the human contact, not the dog breath. What is the etiquette when a friend pops around with their dog and we don't want it in the house? We visit a friend's house and the dog is jumpy and smelly. Any help you have on this urgent matter would be much appreciated. Kind regards, John and Faye Dell.
Put it into context.
Basically what they're
Donald
saying
Trump
is...
Donald Trump me.
When they are going...
I've just read Fire and Fury, and basically the guy's thick as pig shit, so his advisors have to, like, put things into short sentences. Go on.
When you visit a friend and you get their dog, and you basically... The dog is very bouncy and in your face.
Yeah.
How do you sort of get rid of it and say, actually, I've come to visit you, not your dog?
Dogs shouldn't jump up. I know they do. I go mad at my dog for that. You should definitely discourage your dog from jumping up at visitors. It's not very nice.
No, it's not nice. I think you've got to be careful with that. And what was the other question? When they visit the dog's house and the dog is jumpy and smelly. Yes, well, no one likes a smelly dog. That's the trouble with dogs. You've got to wash them at least once a week.
Is it okay to take your pet to somebody else's house?
Yes, if the friend has agreed.
Right, okay.
But you don't just turn up and go, oh, do you mind if I bring my dog?
Yeah, I would...
Because especially if they live in flats, the lease, if it's leasehold, they may not be allowed to actually have pets in the building. Mm.
I have... Yeah, I don't think your dog should jump. Mine doesn't, I go mad. I've got a dog voice. I've got like a, hello, little... I've got like a little...
Go on, pretend your dog's in
no,
here.
No, that's weird. But I've got a very stern one. Frank! Get down! What? What's producer Ben?
Is that what you call it?
Frank, I don't get that.
Don't worry.
Is he talking about my penis?
You'll get it when you're older. Yeah.
Was he? Yeah. Next question, please, will you answer?
There's a PS here.
Did you just Trump?
No, that was the phone.
Oh, turn your phone off. Nah. Etiquette. I think it, but my phone goes off in the podcast. Go on.
And there's a PS here. What do you...
I've always wanted to ask you, what does PS stand for?
What does that... Oh, I see. Oh, I see, it's a joke. And there's a joke here. PS, what do you call a Burnley fan in a suit?
Go on.
And the answer is the accused.
Who's that? John and...
John and Faye.
Well, you can piss right off the Perrier. Can I just ask you, I always wanted to... the accused. What does PS stand for?
Postscript.
Postscript.
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought it was something Latin. What does PPS stand for?
Postscript.
What does PPPPS stand for?
Oh, Jordan.
Next question.
We could be here forever having this conversation. Right, this is from Rebecca. I'll get straight to it. After a quick tumble in the sack with my boyfriend, unbeknown to me, he decides to put the used item on the floor, which is gross.
I know where this is going.
After a while, we get up and discover said item is missing. After a quick search around the room, I notice my beloved kitty, Mr. Peanut, smiling up at me, looking very satisfied with himself. After a few moments, and to my horror and disgust, I realise that Mr. Peanut has indeed swallowed my boyfriend's used condom. An emergency and extremely embarrassing trip to the vets confirmed this, and I was told it would pass naturally over the next few days. So my question to you is it acceptable to put used condoms on the floor, and are they an untold delicacy?
I think that is the best question we've ever had, and we should rename the podcast Help, My Cat Swallowed My Used Condom.
Look, I pop it on a little bit of tissue on the sideboard.
That is absolutely brilliant.
I wouldn't put it on the floor.
I don't...
Because you could step on it as well.
Yeah. You're not meant to flush them as well, aren't you? Does that mean the be inside it?
Yes.
Oh. Right.
Well, at least the cat won't need any protein for the next couple of days.
Ugh. What if the cat got pregnant?
I don't think that's how it works.
Could the could the cat get an STI from that?
Help, my pussy has syphilis.
Oh, God. Do you know what? You are so quick and witty. I'll give you that.
You're just here for balance.
Yeah. I just like to say, ooh. What we're saying, no, it's not okay to throw your condom on the floor.
No.
Put your condom...
put it somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't know how we've gone for pets and that. Wrap it in tissue, put it in the bin.
So, Jordan, what have you learnt from this podcast, if anything?
That cats like condoms and cat food.
What you have to remember is that if you go around to someone's house, or if your friend is visiting you and you have pets, they have come to visit you, not your pet. So keep your pet at bay. You know, by all means, let them say hello to it, but then the pet should be well-trained enough to go and sit in the corner and sort of keep out the way.
Yeah, and don't let your cat chew on a condom.
And call your pet an upmarket name.
Call your pet an upmarket... No, call your pet what you want. I'll tell you what as well, G&D Divas, whilst you are listening to the podcast now, send us pictures of your pets and we'll retweet the best pictures.
Yes, I'm sure you'll put pictures of your Frank...
Yeah, I'll put a picture up of my Frank.
And I'll put a picture up of my dogs and cats, if I have any.
Okay.
Can't really remember if I took any.
Do you not have pictures of your dogs?
I know I've got pictures of the dogs, I'm not sure about the cats.
Quickly, before you go, I know what you're going to say. Is it okay to let your dog sleep in your bed? Because I do this and I know so many people do.
Absolutely not.
No.
Disgusting.
I know it is.
We didn't allow our dog upstairs.
Yeah, you shouldn't do it. I know you should. Don't forget, if you want our help with something, then you can tweet us or you can see pictures of our beautiful faces.
And pets.
On our Instagram and Twitter. Both are at SextedMyBoss. You can email us to the address. Oh, the G and Divas are kicking in.
The G and Divas!
Oh, God. I am messing this up. You can email us.
You can email us too. The address is help@sextedmyboss.com.
Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. Have you written some replies yet?
Yes.
Oh, have you? Okay. No one tells me what's going on. The address is on the website, which is sextedmyboss.com. And if you like Help I Sexted My Boss, share the G&D Diva love with your friends. Tell everybody. Tell as many people. Tell your colleagues. Tell your friends. Tell your auntie. Tell your uncle. Tell all your family. And write a review on iTunes. And tell your dog.
But only quality pets. No Staffordshire Bull Terriers.
Do you know I had a dog that could speak?
Oh, no. Let's...
No, seriously. We went out on the piss once. And next morning I said, how'd you feel? He said, rough. I took him for a walk. I said, what's that on that tree? He said, bark. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.